Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, January 28th. Good morning, Jen.
Hey, Sam. What's going on?
Good. You got a dark lipstick today. It's kind of unusual, right? Usually go on the pinkish red side.
Yeah. I have quite a collection.
So. Yeah? Yeah. You decide to have the gothic look today?
Is it gothic?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, well, we'll take you any way you are.
Amazing. I appreciate that.
Of course. Welcome to the show, everybody. We do have a couple of filmmakers in the studio if you want to see us on Facebook.
Yes, we do. Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. Go to our page, LA Talk Radio, and you'll see us there. Just a couple things. Kobe, of course, the biggest news.
I know. Kobe, right? and his daughter
and all the other people.
I was on my friend's couch and she goes, oh my God, Kobe Bryant died like 45 minutes ago in Calabasas. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at articles and like people had posted like a minute after it happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane, the turnover of like they were like watching him fall from the sky and they were like, I better go type this up real quick.
I know,
like,
yeah.
It's crazy how
I guess it was the story broke by TMZ or something.
Probably.
And then everybody knew about it right away.
I know.
So it's just like, you know, the social media, there's no delay, you know, everything happens in real time.
It's like everything is Kobe, Kobe, Kobe right now.
I know.
I've seen some cool like graffiti around town.
Really,
Kobe.
People put graffiti.
Yeah,
up?
There's one not far from here. It's like it says Kobe in like purple in, you know, Lakers colors, and then the little E is shooting a basketball. It's cute. Yeah. Totally.
Well, he was definitely a big deal. You know, I mean,
for
I don't follow basketball, but you can't ignore the fact that he was one of the best. You know,
totally. I mean, growing up, like I've seen things about it on Instagram for the past couple of days. Like in elementary school, middle school, high school, anytime anyone threw like a ball of paper into the trash, people just be like, Kobe, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a big like honorary thing going around.
He's become like an icon, you know?
For sure.
And it's very sad, and to go with his daughter and everything, you know, but I guess everything is, who knows, maybe everything is like predetermined already. It's at least the day of our death, you know?
I know. It seems that way. Things sometimes align in such an eerie way in life, you know. I think that some things are definitely predestined.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Some things are a shit show chance, though.
Right, I know, right? You never know. You never know. But I don't know. It was a very cloudy, foggy day.
Mm.
So I think they didn't see the mountain and they just flew into the mountain, you know?
Yeah, is that what happened? They flew into the mountain?
Yeah, and that's pretty scary.
I thought a fire broke out.
Well, maybe, I think they hit a mountain first, and then maybe there was a ball of fire or something.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Gosh.
But, helicopters are scary, you know. I mean, it's like they don't have the wings that allow you to,
it's just a single propeller.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I took a helicopter ride with my best friend. He had gotten it for him and his boyfriend, and then they broke up, and I was like, yeah, I get to go. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but I just have this weird thing about small aircraft.
Right.
I feel like you're just destined to die in them if you're in one.
Yeah.
La Bamba, like so many people. I think Aaliyah died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I know. Well, yeah, big planes are not much safer, but
you had your thing in the plane too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
My thing. Where I almost died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Well. So our condolences to the family and everything.
For sure.
Also, the coronavirus is making big news.
It is.
You know, my brother is supposed to come out. My mother passed yesterday.
I know, I'm so sorry to hear about
that. And
that
was very sad for me and my brothers. And one of my brothers, he lives in China, which, is like ground zero for this virus. But he's traveling in Cambodia right now. He's there right now on vacation, but now he has to come all the way from there to here.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he's going to do as far as the virus and stuff. If they're going to let him in or not. Right. I don't know what they are.
I wonder what they're doing for like testing to get them through.
I know. I saw something where they just check everybody's fever real quick, you know, like, you know, put something in front of their mouth or something.
I want like a full like swab test.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, like I want you to go through like 24 hours of isolation.
I know. Well, I don't know how bad it's going to get, but let's hope it's not too bad, you know.
This could be the start of something big.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, if it's not this, it'll be something else.
Yeah. I know. Well, anyway, folks, we do have a couple of guests in the studio. Producers of films. And you guys are, you're from France? You have French accent, or are you from Canada?
No, not from Canada.
You're from France.
We are real French.
Yeah, okay, well, that's
like,
good.
He's like, no, we're not from Canada.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure, because then people would go, well, why do you assume we're from French? Well, France, well, you speak French, you know? He's not
right,
French.
It makes
just
sense.
Listen to our accent.
Yeah, right? Well, I have an accent too, but, you know, but of course I'm from there, you know, so. My French accent.
Nice. Nice one.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Welcome to the show, guys. We're joined by Damien McGurby and Justin Peshberdy, right?
Very well.
Close enough.
Close enough. Is that close?
Almost perfect.
Yeah.
Very good.
Were you both born in France?
Yes, I was, but not you.
Yeah.
I was born in Cyprus.
Oh, really? Cyprus is beautiful, right?
It is. Yeah,
an island in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Is your family actually from there?
No, my family's French.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so how did you end up there? Were they like on vacation or something?
Yeah,
and they decided to stay there.
No, actually, they were living there for 4 years, I think, when I...
Oh, very nice. I wouldn't mind living there. You know,
no, it's beautiful,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of a contested territory between the Greeks and the Turks, right?
Yes.
Is it still?
Yeah, it is.
It's getting colder, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
Years ago, it was quite complicated.
Yeah, right.
But there is still a border in the Lefkosia.
Really? In the middle?
Yeah, the city is divided in two zones.
Oh, wow.
The north and the south. The Turkish and the Greek.
Yeah, the Turks want everything. I don't understand that, but what do I know, right?
That's another show.
Yeah, that's for another show. So we'd like to welcome you. You guys are traveling here to promote your film, right?
Exactly.
And I know the Oscars are here soon. Are you going to stay here for the Oscars too?
Yeah, sure.
For the ceremony.
So is your film...
That?
Right. So are you on the short list for... you're nominated?
Yeah.
We are nominated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Out of how many films? 10 films?
Five films. In the category, yeah.
Yeah, you see. So, I mean, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That is.
So, are you guys excited to go to the Oscars?
Of course.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, yesterday was the luncheon.
Uh-huh.
The Oscars luncheon. So
yeah, I know. They were showing pictures everywhere and stuff. Who did you guys meet there at the luncheon? You met some big names, right?
Yeah, some legends.
Yeah. I saw pictures of Tarantino and...
Of course.
And Leonardo DiCaprio you met, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Theron.
Yeah. So you guys were like... You felt you've arrived, right? I mean, shoot, you know, we're in good company here.
Right. We're in good company, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But we were not arrived. Like, we are like the small one.
Well, but you're still there, you know?
I mean, you make it.
Yeah.
It's a big step.
And yeah, and plus if you win, you know, you obviously... You know, get a little jump on your career and everything, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Very cool.
Any exposure is good exposure, you know? Anyone you need.
Mm. So, you're nominated for the film NAFTA Football Club, right?
Right.
What is NAFTA? What does that mean?
It's a small city in South Tunisia.
In Tunisia?
Tunisia.
Okay.
Star Wars, the first one.
Well, the Star Wars one.
Was shot there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Tatooine or something?
Exactly.
The planet?
Yeah, exactly. This region.
Like all that sandy area, right?
Exactly.
So they shot it there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys ended up going there, right?
Yeah. On the legendary.
Yeah, yeah.
There is some traces of the shooting there still.
Oh, traces? Really?
Yeah. Mm. Some there. In the city, there is some sitting elements.
Oh, really? Like they built things?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So who wrote the film? Who wrote the script for the film?
The director.
Yves Pierre.
Oh, Yves Pierre. And he couldn't be here today, right?
No.
No, he's busy.
Mornings are difficult for him.
Oh, really? He's a night owl.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming. We appreciate that. Somebody's got to promote the film, right?
Yeah.
The
director's here to work, and he's here to
exactly.
Enjoy.
The director's like, I'm taking it easy. Let them do the hard work.
I will do surfing today.
Yeah, do some surfing, right? when did you guys arrive? Did you arrive
3 days ago? Now.
Yeah. 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Where in France do you live?
Paris.
Okay, great. Amazing.
So now, so how many films were you competing with in order to be nominated for the final five?
I think in the long list there was 192
short
films.
Wow.
In the live
action
category.
Can you imagine standing out with like 200 films and yours stands out, right?
It's incredible.
Yeah, you guys have done a tremendous job. I see you have a production company in France, right?
Yep.
What's it called?
Levelseur.
Levelseur.
That's a tricky one.
Very French name.
Levelseur. Okay, I can kind of do it. I took French for 3 years in high school.
We can see that. Yeah,
yeah, but yeah. I kind of like...
We can feel that.
I did not.
I kind of like forgot everything, but I can understand better than I can express myself, you know? So sometimes I understand what people are saying, but to say it is hard, you know? And to write it, it's even harder, you know? No word is written the same way it sounds, you know? It's like everything with a million letters, you
That's
know?
A problem, yeah.
Right?
We made it very tricky.
Yeah, I know. Instead of O, they'll have like E-A-U or something, right? Or A-U-X or something. And you go like, what the hell? You know? Where did you get these letters?
It's the hinting of the pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know?
Totally.
So I guess unless you're French, it's a hard language to learn, you know? But... cool. So what was it like for you growing up in Paris? Was it, is that where you grew up in Paris?
Yeah.
What was that like? Is that, did you have a pretty nice childhood there?
Yeah. It's nice, yeah.
Do you have siblings, brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother and two sisters, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys get along? Are you friendly?
Yeah. Everything
is
okay.
And you, Justin, do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister.
Oh, was she born in Cyprus too?
No, she was born in Toulouse.
Oh, okay. So you have like two passports, right? Well, now it's the EU. So
no, I only have one.
Only one, right.
I wish I had two, but...
Yeah.
But the French one is okay.
Right. But Cyprus is in the EU too, no?
It is now, yeah.
Right, right. So everything's the same. You just need one passport and you travel everywhere.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, you know. They made it kind of like the United States, you know, but... Except Britain doesn't want to be part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's funny you talk about passport and frontier because the film we made is based on this. It was shot in the frontier with Tunisia and Algeria, and there is an issue about this.
Oh, really? Sponsor. So like the border of Tunisia and Algeria.
Yeah.
I see. And those are in North Africa, for those who don't know.
Absolutely.
Right? Did you guys have an easy time traveling there? I guess Algeria was colonized by France a long time ago, right? So is there like a free movement between the two countries, or is it hard to get in as a French guy?
No, it's not hard to get in, but it's quite complicated right now because I don't know if you're aware, but there is some protests there and in Algeria, I mean, not Tunisia. And
so what are they protesting?
Against their government.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of messy there.
It's been a year. It's huge there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a popular uprising.
Right.
Big popular movement. But for French, it's not difficult, but still we have to apply for a visa.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you still need a visa.
They make it complicated because we make it complicated for them to come to France.
As a revenge.
It's legit. You know?
Sounds familiar. That's how the world operates.
Pretty much. Yeah. Tit for tat, right?
So tell us a little bit about the film. What is it about? Football club.
It's real football. I mean,
real football, like real football. Soccer.
Soccer.
So everybody knows because when you come from Europe, it's football.
People hate calling it soccer. Other places, they're like soccer.
Right.
Soccer.
You're the only one.
And it's more football than American football because here we don't use our feet.
Yeah,
you know?
That doesn't make sense.
Right? I know. So tell us a little bit about how the story goes.
It's a story of two young brothers in South Tunisia, near the desert, and they found a donkey.
They're a football fan.
Yeah, football fan.
Football fans, right. Mm-hmm.
And they found a donkey uh-huh. with a headphone.
Headphones yeah, on yeah. it? In the middle of the desert?
In the middle of the desert.
Wow.
A music lover donkey.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and the donkey is not, I mean, he's wearing big bags, and in right. his bags, there
and
is
they think it's flour, because I saw in the trailer,
yeah.
they think it's flour, and when it's not, you might conclude what it is.
Well,
you
the
know?
Younger, the younger White one, powder.
The younger one
thinks it's
laundry detergent.
Oh, laundry yeah. detergent.
But the older okay. one
is aware.
He's aware of what's going on. How old is yeah. the older one in the
he's
movie?
He's like 12 or 12, 13. Yeah.
12, and he already knows about drugs and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I think totally.
I think every 12-year-old kid, they know about that.
Yeah, but in Tunisia, I don't know, you know, but... Interesting. So the older kid knows. Does he tell the younger brother?
No.
He doesn't tell him.
No.
Oh, wow.
But he has a plan. So he takes it home.
Uh-huh.
And everything won't go the way.
Yeah. So he does he know it's worth a lot of money?
Yeah.
He has an idea. Yeah.
That's his plan.
I see. Okay. He plans to do something with it. Okay, well, you might as well tell us because, you know, I mean, because I know the short films usually are only in festivals, right?
Our film is available online.
Oh, really?
So everybody, you can watch
everybody
it.
Can watch
okay,
it.
So we're not going to give it away. Where can people watch it?
Vimeo and on
Omeletto.
Omeletto.
Which is a YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. And now, once it wins, does it go on other platforms and stuff? Usually,
we'll see.
Yeah,
the film will be offline after the end of the vote.
Yeah, so people should enjoy right now the possibility to watch it
after the 4th of February.
Yeah, we'll remove it until the ceremony, and then we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Wow.
If we have a Netflix offer,
yeah,
we'll consider it.
Yeah, well, don't wait for them to come
just
to you.
Just a casual consideration.
Them, you know?
We made our moves. We're waiting for.
I'm sure.
For them to
response,
come back.
Right?
Now, how did you two meet?
Actually, we met 20 years ago, I think.
Yeah, almost.
Approximately.
Yeah.
In a kind of university, kind of the same. We were sharing a little 12 square meters room.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what we met.
Wow, 20 years ago.
So 20 years of friendship.
Yeah.
17. Exactly.
That's amazing.
17, 18.
that's very nice.
Let's make it 20. So, yeah.
Simple.
So your production company, did you both start it together?
Yes. Yeah.
7 years ago.
7 years ago. And now, when you were in school, did you study cinema and stuff like that? Like
no.
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Really?
We were doing mathematics.
Yeah.
Oh,
mathematics
both
major.
Of you? Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
What attracted you to mathematics? Because many kids, they hate it.
I was more pushed than attracted.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same for me.
Really, the same for you. You pushed into mathematics.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's pretty cool, right? I mean,
yeah,
I love math, you know?
Yeah,
I really do. Young people, they hate it in school and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you go
because
to college...
It's the way it's teached also. It's
right, right.
For sure. Yeah. And it's different every few years. They kind of change the curriculum. I remember when my dad was a mathematician. So when I was in school, I would come home and I would teach him how they taught me. And he's like, it was twisting his own head. He was
really?
Like, this doesn't make any sense. And now it's different than it was when I grew up. Because I've helped tutor or things like that and... I'm like, I don't know what this
so
is.
So your dad was a mathematician,
yeah,
huh?
That was his first career.
Wow.
Yeah, totally.
What did he do? I mean, with
he worked for IBM.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back
oh, wow.
in the 70s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
something like that.
Golden age.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he went back to school and got his doctorate, so.
Yeah. So with mathematics, you can find a lot of different careers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, very interesting. So did you guys get involved interested in film? I mean, you were already friends and everything, so your paths were going parallel to each other. So did you both decide you're going to get into film? How did that work out?
Yeah, I think it came on the way.
Uh-huh.
We started to work together on shorts.
Uh-huh.
But first we were not thinking about production. We were more into creative part.
Uh-huh.
I was directing, Damien was writing, and we were working as a creative duo.
Right. And did you learn? I mean, did you study directing and things like that, or no?
We never went to film school.
Yeah, so you taught yourself.
We had to learn by ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think it takes you more time.
Yeah.
But at the end, it also lets you open for everything. You don't have any preconceived idea about how you're going to make your job. And I think this is what kind of define our way to produce films.
Right. So this was written by Eve, right? And did he come to you with the film, with the script? How did that work?
Yeah, he came with the first version of the script.
Uh-huh.
We met him by a common friend.
Oh, through a friend, okay.
And the friend knew that we were doing a lot of production outside of France.
Uh-huh.
And he had this project. It was in Morocco at that time, not Tunisia. And so he said, guys, you should meet something. It's probably possible between you.
Wow.
Well, we definitely thank that friend now.
Yeah.
And that's how we met.
So you had been making films before, like outside of Europe too?
Yeah.
Oh, like where, for example?
What Brazil. Are some of the films?
Lots of places. Yeah. Brazil. Really? We
so that was like there. A conscious decision for you to make films outside of France?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not by chance that the script came up like that. You were looking for that.
I think it's quite both. Wow. I think we wanted to work with directors that could bring us new stories.
Yeah.
Right.
Open us like doors to new worlds we didn't know.
Plus you get to travel a lot. Yeah. Exactly. Which is nice.
Yeah, that's why. When you choose Brazil. And
yeah, you see how you make your own career. This
when
is
it's
how
winter
you do
in
it.
France,
we have a lot of
you're
mice.
Quite happy to go.
And it's also like so much inspiration to pull from other places that you're not used to, you know.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine going and working in a place I'd never been to before. You know, that's pretty...
takes guts, too.
Yeah, it does.
But it's a very nice entrance to...
Yeah.
Because you're with people, you're working with them, they're making a film. It's a...
Right.
Yeah, it's not only about the film. It's also meeting new people, new culture, seeing new places.
Right.
And we're working with people that really have something to say about the place they live in. So
right.
Even more interesting.
Yeah. How long is the film?
17 minutes.
17 minutes. So you had to go very far to shoot or to come up with 17 minutes of film, right?
It takes so long to shoot 17 minutes though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now the actors, the two kids, are they local? Were they local to the area?
Yeah.
So and they were
actually the casting is an interesting story.
Please
tell.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was So we had to find two boys,
uh-huh.
one very young and one around like 12 or 13. And Yves, the director, went to Tunisia 1 month before the shooting.
Uh-huh.
And he met a lot of children, probably 100 children. The first one, the elder boy was found like at the beginning of the casting. But the small one
uh-huh.
was found a few days before the shooting by chance. First, we cast kind of professional young actors. They were used to play in ads and everything, but they were not good for the role. And then
how can you tell if they're not good for the role? You let them read and
he put them in some situation uh-huh. similar situations.
It was kind of a casting, but it didn't fit what he was looking for.
I see.
He decided to let that go and move on street casting.
Yeah. Non-actors.
Non-professional actors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the little boy, he found him in a dancing class.
Really?
He was kind of desperate, like nobody was really fitting. And uh-huh. he went into that place by chance and he saw him dancing. And he was like, okay, this little kid has a crazy energy.
Right.
And yeah, that's where it goes.
Yeah.
Now, how did it work with the language? Is the movie in Arabic?
Yeah.
Because that's what the kids speak and everything.
Yeah.
And that's where it takes place. It must be hard though. I mean, right? I mean, did the kids... No French or English that you could communicate with them?
Not really.
So how were you communicating?
There was a translator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And also, Eve had a connection with them, with both of them. And I think after a few days of preparation and shooting, they understood what he wanted for the role. And of course, there was a translator to help, but it was not the main problem we had.
Right.
We had other problems.
You had other problems, yeah, right? Yeah. But I still imagine it would be very difficult, though, because, you know, I mean, you're trying to direct someone. It's not your language, and it's not just telling a story. I mean, you're trying to, you know, it's not like you're trying to convey a message to them. You're trying to get them to act the way you want them to.
Yeah.
But you have to trust them. Also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, and communication is not only about dialogues, and I mean, acting is not also only right. about dialogues. You can see as a director how an actor is playing with his body, with his face, and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's not only about speaking Arabic. It's
right. Yeah. So, and the results are definitely the way you wanted them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even beyond our yeah. expectations.
Really?
No, they're really amazing. Those two kids, they're amazing.
That's the best part of filmmaking is, you know, you have to give up that power and give over to collaboration, you know, and people really do amaze you. Sometimes the actors give you more than what you even anticipated.
Yeah,
you're really
totally
cool.
right.
I think it's something sometimes people forget about, that film is really a collaborative process.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Of course, the actors, the casting like is so important. Like football. Yeah, it's a team.
Football, yeah.
But what the DOP is going to bring, what the editor is going to bring, mm-hmm. what actually everybody in their field are going to bring. And I think the biggest talent you may have as a director is to be open to that people and get the best from yeah. everyone.
Sure. I mean, yeah. even having good PAs on set just yeah. like makes the whole process so much better, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long did the shooting take? A few days?
Or? 6 days.
6 days.
6 days, yeah.
It's really
yeah.
short.
Yeah. But it was still,
we didn't have any yeah. other option.
Did you have any other cast in the film other than the two kids?
Yeah.
There's some other characters there too.
There's
right?
Donkey.
There's Donkey.
Well, the Donkey, of course.
That was a cast. That was a yeah. cast for the Donkey.
Yeah? yeah. So was that one of your harder problems with the Donkey?
Did you have to have like an animal handler on set?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the same in other places.
Yeah, you have to.
But yeah. Otherwise the Donkey is not going to do what you want.
Yeah, if just to make him or make it come just in front of the camera, you can have problem. If he doesn't want, you can lose a lot of time. Yeah. And time is money on a shooting.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
And there is another duo that is really funny in the film, and two adults guy. They're they are the smugglers. They are the one that own the donkey, but they lost the donkey.
Okay. So there's a comedy factor to this.
It is a comedy.
Oh, it is a comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you should watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a comedy rooted, comes from reality.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's really funny. Just go watch the film in the theater. You will hear the audience laughing out loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I saw the preview. It's pretty funny. But you get a sense of the film, but I guess you want to watch the whole film to really get
that's the point of
what
the
it's about. Yeah.
Make
I guess so, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what those things are for.
And the ending is quite, pretty unique.
The ending is unspoilable.
Yeah.
And I think you'll like it.
So is it like a twist or something at the end?
I don't say it's a twist I think the film really works on itself without the ending.
Yeah.
It's just
something,
an extra for the last shot that really gives joy, I think, to the people that watch it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Now, Eve, did he have a lot of experience in directing and things like that, or is he pretty new?
He did a previous short a long time ago, then he stopped, and then he came back with wisdom and with this project.
Yeah, so I think he had a lot of wisdom, more than experience.
Very nice. Now, as far as financing the film, how does that work with the short film? How did it work for you?
Well, actually, in France, we're pretty lucky because, short film, there is no real market or business about it.
Right.
But
so the government usually helps,
government
right?
And TV channels.
Right.
And I think this is really important because short is the only way to discover new talents.
Right.
So by supporting it, we are making the directors of tomorrow, directors of feature film that will be successful in the next years. So we got some support. It was not easy. We didn't get everything we wanted. So we had to manage with a small budget, but we're still very thankful for the money we could get.
Right. So you had to take all the equipment with you though, right?
Yeah.
And stuff.
Not all, but the camera equipment came from France, yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, I would imagine they have some kind of a film industry in Tunisia too, right? Where you could draw on that as well.
Yeah, definitely. We were talking about Star Wars and some shootings are right. happening.
No, there was a line producer with us for the shooting. But it was easier for us to make a part of the equipment comes from France than taking it in Tunisia.
Right. Hmm. Very, very interesting. You know, I mean, I'd love to be there and like make a film. You know, you go in the desert and stuff.
Yeah.
And
that was in a real stuff, adventure. Right? Yeah.
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 Now, doesn't the desert ruin all your equipment and everything with all the sand?
That's not really good for the camera. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Excellent for the camera. Yeah.
I think raining or snowing is more dangerous than
really.
Don't trust the sand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
sand really right. gets in there.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah, very interesting. So so the film is Nefta Football Club. Why is it called that? Where does football fit in the movie?
As Justin said, the two boys, the two main characters, they are like football fans.
Okay.
Like real football fans. And it's common in North Africa. Like people really, really like football.
Right.
It's like...
So is it like local football that they like, or
no? They are dreaming about
the big stars,
in England,
big stars
and Brazil,
playing in European countries,
right.
Yeah. There is a very famous Algerian player.
Oh, really?
So he's part. I mean, he's mentioned.
Yeah, right. He's a reference.
And actually, football is a subtle narrative just behind uh-huh. everything that's happening. But it has a link with the ending I was talking about.
Oh, it does?
But yeah. Also, it makes sense because they are dreaming about football because it's a dream of success.
Right.
They are quite poor and they are living with nothing. And dreaming about football is dreaming about, becoming
someone. So I'd imagine if
someone.
I found some coke or heroin or something, I'd probably take the money and try to be a football player.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah, right.
That's the kind something of like plan they have.
It might be a little bit too late for you now, but,
exactly.
but you never know.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. I could be the coach.
You have a good coach style.
Oh, just a big fan.
A
good
coach style.
I will definitely... Definitely cast you.
Yeah. Thank you.
As a coach.
I actually grew up on football. You know, I grew up in Israel until I was 16. And there also, you know, it's like very popular and everything. So I played a lot of football when I was a kid or soccer or whatever. And I mean, we had our stars too, you know, in England and, you know, the Dutch, the Germans, the Brazilians. They have some good teams, you know. And I remember being a fan as well, you know. I didn't find any donkey in the desert, but I was still a fan. Interesting. So what are some of the films you made before that? Were they all short films? Or did you make any features?
We made about 20.
20 short films?
Shorts, yes.
Wow.
And we made our first feature film last year. We made three feature films.
Wow.
Really? Wow. And how do you distribute those? Like in Europe, pretty much? In theaters?
You mean the shorts?
The features.
The features are...
Well, the first step is festivals. So
right.
We're trying to present the film in as much prestigious festival as we can.
Right.
And we have a production company, but we also have a distribution company, which means we release film in theaters.
In France.
In France. So this is the...
Oh, so this is your company too, the distribution company?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we release films that we acquire that we didn't produce and also films that we produce.
Wow.
But incredible.
We're showing a feature in Slam Dance, which is a parallel section of Sundance.
Yeah, we're going there tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
Really?
We're going to change this nice weather
with some snow
and skiing.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Except they're used to that. You know, in France, you get that all the time.
Well, I never did ski in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you'll get a chance to, right?
You never know. Skiing in Park City, yeah. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. I know, that'll be nice. So, I mean, you get all the fringe benefits of making films and stuff. You get to go to nice places and meet great people. Yeah, cool places.
Yeah, you travel for shooting, then you travel in festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you come here for the Oscars. I
mean, right.
Pretty nice.
Sounds boring. Sounds so boring.
Definitely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we need to find another, something else
Maybe
to do.
Maybe go back to math.
Probably.
Yeah.
Go back to teaching math. That's
totally. What was the first project you guys worked on?
Officially
or?
No, I think the first film we officially produced was a film we made in 48 hours. It's the kind of contest they make. You have like a line and an object you have to use in a film, and you have 48 hours to write it, shoot it, and post-produce it. Uh-huh. And it was good. It was a really funny film.
It was
film.
Our first adventure.
I think we're still proud of this film. Yeah. It's a little bit cheap, but it's really funny.
What's it about?
It's a funny story. It's about a guy that meets himself, but 20 years older, at a corner of a street. And they go for a coffee and they talk.
Yeah, about what? Yeah.
It's about, you know, your dreams in life and how you manage to achieve them or not. And sometimes even if you don't achieve them, it's still okay.
Right.
I would like to meet me, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I have some advices to give.
Some advice to give to you younger.
But maybe some stuff I won't tell, because you don't need to know. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah. You got to figure it out on your own anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to do your own way.
Did you make any films that you're not proud of at all, that you didn't like?
You know, making films is like having children.
We like
You love all of them. No matter how they are.
No difference.
Yeah. Actually, I think we're pretty proud of all our films.
Yeah, very nice. Now, you guys travel a lot. Do you have significant others at home, like girlfriends, boyfriends, wives, anything
Not
like that?
Not wives yet.
Not yet.
But girlfriends.
But girlfriends for a long time.
Oh, do they come with you too sometimes when you travel?
They will be here for the ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, I know. They're not going to let them get away with not being here.
Right?
Hey, I know a guy that's nominated for the Oscars. I'm not staying
I think it's
here.
Part of the deal. We left for 2 weeks to go for the campaign. I think, it was possible because of the ceremony.
When are the Oscars? When is it going to be?
It's on the 9th.
On the 9th of February?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Pretty soon.
Do you guys already have your tuxedos and everything?
Yeah. Actually, we found two very nice
creators
in Paris. Two guys from Senegal. And they designed
your clothes and everything?
For the ceremony,
Wow, how nice.
Pretty cool suits.
Yeah.
So if you guys win, it's going to be the three of you going on stage, or how many people are involved? It's pretty much you and the director.
The team, we'll have the team with us.
Everybody's coming.
You know
you have 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Only. 45 seconds.
So you have to be quick.
From the time they announce your name until they just shut the mic.
You cannot bring all...
You can't bring everybody on.
You can, but it's...
you can, but they don't all get to talk and stuff. Yeah.
And we have to prepare what we want to say because it's going to be really, really short. So if
you
don't want to forget something, you have to be ready.
Oh, that's so nerve-wracking. I'm like,
I know.
Even you.
If you do win, you're like up there probably like your brain's going so fast. Like, how do I even like make my thoughts happen?
Yeah, I think you don't realize that you're talking to this audience.
It's like a car accident, you know. You don't realize like what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we wish you a lot of success. I mean, I know you guys will probably do
cross
it.
Cross our fingers.
Yeah. Yes. Although Catherine probably has all five films there, you know, so it's like you never know. But with Catherine, usually people win, you know, so you're in good
That's
company.
That's why we're
you
working
know?
Together.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
we needed a winning team.
Not wasting your time. She knows how to pick them, you know. Right, Catherine? She knows. A couple more questions I had. So, did you only have, did you make any animated films or just live action films?
No, we are also doing animation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like 3D animation and stuff, computer animation?
We are
animation?
More to 2D.
Handcrafted animation.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, traditional more.
The last film we made is a sand animated.
And stop motion. So it's a mixed technique.
Yeah, mixed
technique.
That
takes a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine one drawing with sand, how long it takes, and you need 12 of them to make 1 second of the film.
Right.
Yeah.
So it took a lot of time to make that film.
With sand?
Yeah.
That film is a piece of art.
Grain by grain, yeah.
Whoa.
It's really, really beautiful.
What kind of a film is that?
Actually, it's a Brazilian film.
Uh-huh.
The director, Nara Normand, is from the northeast of Brazil. It's called Guaxuma, and it's a very personal story about what happened to her and her friend when they were a child.
Teenagers.
And so the mix technique is sand animation on glass, uh-huh. a glass plate, stop motion with puppets that are made with sand also. And this was shot on the beach in Brazil.
Wow.
Really beautiful.
And that takes a long time to make, huh?
Yeah. So, but actually, the stop motion was even the quickest. Yeah. Oh, usually, really? It's very long. Yeah. But for us, it was the easy part because it was really the drawing in sand that took. I think one shot in the film is probably like 3 or 4 seconds. Took us a month to make.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what filmmaking is, you know? Yeah. I mean, sometimes I look at some scenes, I go, you know, why did they make such a big deal? I mean, they all went all for it for just a second of film, you know? It's like crazy, but that's what you have to do when you make films.
Yeah.
Right? You build like a whole set just for like 2 seconds of a film or something, you know?
Yeah,
but if you do a good film... Mm-hmm. It will stay forever.
Right, so that's true.
So it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Huh. And now in France, did you win any festivals in France? Did you show it there yet?
Yeah, you mean with this film? Or
With NEFTA.
Yeah, NEFTA, we won a prestigious award in one of the biggest short film festivals in Clermont-Ferrand. It was the Audience Award. And imagine, I think there are like 3,000 or 4,000 people watching films, voting. And they're like 40 films, so it was
from all over the world.
Right.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
And the film, I think the film won almost 20 of these kind of awards, like audience awards.
Right.
And
70 awards.
And 70 awards in general, which is a lot for a short film. But the audience award is really something that has a big value for us because it
means a lot.
It says about the relationship between the audience and the film, and as we told before, when you go to a screening. And you see people laughing, talking about, commenting, even uploading sometimes.
Yeah,
that's the best part,
it's
right?
It's the best part, definitely.
Coming after the screening to talk and to say, I really like the film, I really enjoy it, it was like perfect, like it's so...
And you know, when you make a film, you're like in the process for 2 years, 3 years, even more sometimes. You watch the film 100 times and before you release it, you're not sure.
Yeah.
Like, what did we do? Is it still funny? Is it still touching?
Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not working.
And then you go
maybe.
To the That's first true, screening. Right? And for us, it was in Montpellier, in the south of France, in a festival, a Mediterranean festival.
Uh-huh.
And we were like sitting in the room full of people. And then we saw the reaction. And I think this very day, we realized that there was something with this film between the audience and the film.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is I found that in the short films, usually they're like foreign films, right? I mean, does that mean that America doesn't offer as many short films? Or, I mean, how does it happen that, you know, I mean, 5 films and usually they're all foreign, right? Catherine, right? American this year. American. Yeah.
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 But I think it's what makes it prestigious. Mm-hmm. It's because the Oscars, they're open to films from all over the world, and they have specific rules.
Right.
You get qualified by winning awards in specific festivals.
I see. Okay. So it doesn't matter where you are, what language and all that.
And this is different from the equivalent we may have. Like, we have the French Oscars called the César. There are the BAFTAs everywhere. And I think what makes the Oscar that prestigious is because if you win, you win.
It's a worldwide event.
Yeah, it's a worldwide contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very proud of you. I mean, you know, to be able to do that is not just anybody can do this. I mean, obviously, you know, people work their whole lives to get to the Oscars and they don't make it,
and
you know?
And they don't, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
So you guys must be very proud of yourselves, especially you didn't go to film school or anything, you know. You're very talented.
Maybe we'll become
way.
Teachers someday and we can give all our knowledge.
Where were you when you realized you were when you found out you were nominated?
We're in our office.
Yeah, with our team. And we have a video.
Yeah, they asked us to film ourselves during the announcement.
Really?
So we were like sitting on a couch, I think.
In case you win. Otherwise
you can feel the stress and everything. But when we saw the name of the film, we like, I think everybody in the building just heard us shouting.
Very nice. Yeah. And I'm sure it even happened when you went on the short list, right?
Yeah.
You're pretty happy too.
But it was a bit different because the shortlist, it was very late.
Yeah.
So we were in a restaurant with the team. We were waiting, drinking. And then when it appears, it was a little bit different. But it was really
right.
Nice.
And the shortlist is how many films? Like 25?
10.
The shortlist is 10. Yeah. It goes from 10. It goes from 192 to 10 and then to 10.
To 5.
From 10 to 5, yeah.
Jeez.
And 5 to 1.
Yeah. Wow. Did you guys see the other films that are competing with you?
We saw three of them.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Do you feel threatened by any of them, or are you pretty confident?
I wouldn't say threatened. No. That was but the competition is really hard.
Yeah, you it is,
say
that. Right?
It's, yeah. It's a good selection. There is some really good definitely. Contenders.
And I think and all the films are powerful. We were talking about this connection with the audience. I think all the films have that.
Really?
We're probably the only one that made people laugh because we're the only comedy. But I think the other one are powerful because they're like very nice drama and people might cry or be really touched by the other films.
But usually people like laughter the most though, so maybe maybe that'll help you there, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we're the only comedy.
Yeah, well, there you go. If I could vote, I'd vote for you. So
thank you.
But I'm not part of the Academy, probably never will be.
So you never know.
I can't vote for it. But we'll definitely celebrate for you when you guys win. You know, we'll be able to say, hey, they were on our show, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oscar winners.
Take a little picture off the TV.
Yeah, you can always thank us, you know, when you're on the stage.
Definitely. We'll have 30 seconds. Yeah. We'll do it very, very quick.
And I'm sure you've got a very long list to thank also. Well, I thought I'd try, but...
Good try.
Great advertising attempt.
Get a mention in the Oscars. Yeah. Wow, very nice. So now, if you guys win, will this enable you to get into more involved projects and things like this? I mean, what does it do for you? Does it help you get funding for films? How does it work exactly?
Not directly, but of course, I assume that if we win an Oscar, it will help for the other.
Your value goes up in the market, right?
Yeah, in a way. Your brand, in a way. Is
you go, hey, you know, I got the statue, you know, you got to pay me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have the feeling that it's, of course, it's about this film, which is an amazing film, but it's for us, it's also about what we've been doing for the last 7 years.
Yeah, it's...
We've been making our films, and we love them, and I think they're really... good, and people realize that we've been pretty successful with our other films. So for us, it's a way to summarize
all the work we did.
And we have a lot of talented directors that are working with us. We have upcoming projects.
Right,
and definitely. It's seldom
an overnight success. I mean, you work hard and you finally get recognized for it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Nice. What's in the future for you? Do you have anything on? In the back burner now that you're going to work on soon?
We have a lot of projects.
A lot of projects?
But
as Damien said, we're going now to Slamdance, which is a competition next to Sundance, but in the same city, with a film from Uruguay.
Uh-huh.
It's a feature film. So we're going to present that film and push it.
Oh, nice. What's that film about?
It's called The Dog's Death.
Uh-huh.
And it's a comedy, but a dark comedy.
Dark comedy.
Yeah.
My favorite kind of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Come to
Are you guys on Instagram?
Yes.
For the film?
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll have to get that info before the show.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, now is a good time because
we're almost out of time.
So tell people how they can find out more about the film, about you, get in touch with you.
They can follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Yes, that's the easiest way. It's the name of our company.
Very easy to find.
Okay, give the name of the company again.
Les Valseurs.
Okay,
it means the Valtz dancers.
I think you're moving the microphone there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Les Valseurs. Les Valseurs.
Can you spell that for the audience?
Yeah. I can find it.
You want me to?
L-E-S.
Yeah.
V-A-L-S-E-U-R-S.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's us.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah,
we got it.
Perfect.
You can if you have a look at our most recent stories, you will see the people we met yesterday.
Okay. It will happen.
The funny and nice audience we were with.
Yeah, that's very nice. Did you meet them in person? Some of these people. Did you introduce yourselves? And
of course, but it was very quick. You know,
I know there are like a million people want to meet them. They're like, who are you?
Everybody was really nice.
I think it's part of the game. There was not that many people.
No.
And I think, part of the...
So it's a luncheon for everybody that's nominated, pretty much, right?
With some you can bring a plus one, but it's mainly nominees.
Yeah. So wouldn't you love to be there?
Yeah. I mean, one day.
One day you'll be there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. keep working at it. You see, it's not an overnight thing.
No, for sure.
But you put in an effort.
We did it, sometimes, so it's possible.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you guys are normal people, right?
Exactly.
Not like celebrities or anything. Yeah, you'll be celebrities after that, though. Yeah. Will they give you any recognition in France when you go back and you win? Will they?
Probably.
Definitely. Yeah. No, yeah. French people are really into Oscars.
Really?
They love it.
So if your short film wins, it's like, look, we've got our own film winning the Oscars and everything.
And yeah, and you know, when you're in France as a French production company, uh-huh, you're kind of representing also the cinematography of your country. And this year, there are like four films in four categories, four French films.
Oh, really?
It's a good year for French cinema.
Well, you go and make them proud.
We will.
Make sure you win.
Yeah.
Do whatever you can.
We'll do our best. Yeah, we'll do our best.
Whatever it takes.
Well, Damien McGurby and Justin Pishbirdie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I should just let them say it, but, right, you know, I always like to challenge myself with names and stuff.
You usually do pretty well.
Yeah,
I guess so. I don't know. But at any rate, thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun. You're very inspiring, you know, in what you've accomplished over the years. You know, I mean, I'm really impressed because many times people do have to go to school to meet people in the industry that are, you know, experienced and all that. And you guys just managed to do that out of mathematics, you know. I mean,
what kind of words of wisdom do you have for newer and younger and upcoming filmmakers out there?
What can we do to succeed?
Hardworking.
Yeah. Watch film and find your inner vision in these films.
Uh-huh. And you have to watch a lot of films to really get a feel for it.
Yeah, but not
it,
only
right?
Watch them. You have to watch them, think about them, take the time to mature them in you.
Right, to analyze how they made them and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You don't just sit there and enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
You analyze it and everything.
That's the most important thing, I would say. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Thank you for that.
All right.
Thank you guys
for joining us. Good luck to you.
Very nice.
The film is NEFTA Football Club. Check it out. And thank you to Catherine, of course, as always, for making it joyful for us. And that's it, everybody.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.